This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court today at the White House. It is widely understood he will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the American presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a rock-solid 6-3 margin. All of this, President Trump clearly believes, will galvanize his important support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term in the White House. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help move the court toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. This all figures to be part of Tuesday night's first TV presidential debate, with Donald Trump facing off against former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden. An investigation is underway into the crash of a military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets in eastern Ukraine overnight. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made Antonov aircraft, a turboprop, went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the tragedy a shock. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. New Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga and Chinese President Xi Jinping have talked by phone, and afterwards Suga said the stability of Japan-China relations is crucial not only for the two countries, but also for the region and the world. The two leaders agreed to work closely together with high-level meetings in the future. Four U.S. states reported record one-day increases in new COVID-19 cases yesterday as the nation reached the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are rising, reported more than 2,600 new infections, surpassing its previous record set a week earlier. Minnesota, Oregon, and Utah also experienced record numbers. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 204,000, with 7,034,000 COVID-19 cases. The worldwide figures, almost 32.6 million coronavirus cases, with deaths nearing 990,000. In what passes for good news these days, India seeing a drop in daily COVID cases, though the figures are still stunning. In the latest 24-hour period, India reported 85,000 new infections, raising its confirmed case count to 5.9 million. Its death toll of more than 93,000 is third worst in the world, behind only the United States and Brazil, which between them have lost 344,000 lives to COVID with a combined 11.7 million infections. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of COVID cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. London is on a COVID watch list and could soon find itself saddled with new restrictions. Britain is fourth in the world in COVID fatalities, 42,000, with the number of cases approaching 426,000. Officials in the Australian state of Victoria, a COVID-19 hotspot, said today that social distancing restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced, as new daily infections hold near three-month lows. Victoria reported just 12 new COVID cases over the latest 24-hour period. In the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, thousands of people are expected to show up today for a right-wing pro-Donald Trump rally. It'll be key to the president's law and order re-election theme. The rally comes just days after a grand jury in Louisville, Kentucky, failed to return homicide charges against officers in the fatal police shooting of African-American Breonna Taylor. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said she would send state troopers to Portland to help deal with any outbreaks of trouble. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.